That's a really exciting development. The Wyoming Stable Token Commission has moved FRNT infrastructure to Chainlink CCIP, and it feels like a meaningful step forward for security, interoperability, and operational reliability.
It is a significant move, especially because stablecoins face a real challenge as they expand across multiple blockchains. How to make cross-chain transfers safe, efficient, and standardized without adding unnecessary risk.
That's exactly where CCIP comes in. Chainlink's cross-chain interoperability protocol is built to let smart contracts and tokenized assets communicate and move value securely across different networks, which is such a huge deal for a stablecoin system.
And by adopting it, the Wyoming Stable Token Commission is moving away from fragmented, ad hoc bridging solutions toward a more mature, standardized cross-chain architecture.
That should make a lot of improvements possible, reducing integration complexity, lowering operational risk, and making FRNT much easier to connect with other networks, institutions, and payment systems.
The choice of Chainlink also matters. It is a widely recognized infrastructure provider in blockchain, known for its Oracle services, and for helping connect real-world financial data to decentralized systems.
That reputation really matters here, because Chainlink's CCIP protocol is designed with institutional-grade use cases in mind: secure messaging, controlled asset transfers, and broader interoperability.
For a stablecoin initiative that may support regulated financial workflows, public sector applications, or institutional users, that level of reliability is essential.
And it also reinforces Wyoming's broader role in digital asset innovation. The state has positioned itself as a forward-thinking jurisdiction for blockchain regulation, tokenized assets, and digital custody.
By having a state-aligned stable token commission adopt established cross-chain infrastructure, Wyoming is signaling that it is not merely experimenting with stablecoins, but building durable infrastructure that can support long-term adoption.
That kind of clarity could make the ecosystem more attractive to banks, payment providers, asset managers, and other institutions that are cautious about entering crypto without strong governance and solid technical foundations.
At the market level, there are several important implications. First, FRNT may become easier to integrate across multiple blockchains, which could expand its utility and reach.
Second, using a recognized protocol like CCIP can help strengthen institutional trust in the project, especially as adoption grows.
Third, a standardized interoperability layer can reduce the vulnerabilities often associated with fragmented bridge systems.
And finally, this move can reinforce Wyoming's reputation as a serious hub for stablecoin and digital asset infrastructure.
So the key takeaway is that this is more than a technical upgrade. It is a signal that stablecoin projects are increasingly focused not just on issuing tokens, but on building the secure, interoperable infrastructure needed to function in a multi-chain financial system.
If executed successfully, that really could strengthen confidence in FRNT and support Wyoming's role in shaping the next phase of stablecoin adoption.